We have reached the quarter point of this 2014 regular season. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, the Eagles coming off a tough loss in Santa Clara, California on Sunday, 26-21. The offense, Bo, just not getting it done for the Eagles all game, and then particularly late in the fourth quarter, a first and goal from the 49ers' six-yard line.
Well, certainly you expect that if you're going to get 21 points from your defense and special teams, this Eagles offense, as good as they've been since Chip Kelly got here, would be able to pull home a win. That's why this loss is so frustrating. In the macro sense, obviously, 3-1 after four games with this schedule is very good, but to be in that situation down by the goal line and to not come home with the victory certainly stings.
And to combine that with wins by the Giants on Thursday night against Washington, and then on Sunday night, the Dallas Cowboys, their big, big win over New Orleans. All of a sudden, things crowded at the top of the NFC East. So a long way to go in this season. A lot of ups, not too many downs anticipated for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's get you caught up on everything happening today. Our news update, Chris McPherson out on the field.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. The news roundup presented by Sports Authority kicks off with the return of tackle Lane Johnson from his four-game suspension. Head coach Chip Kelly said on Monday that he met with the tackle, who has to be cleared by the training staff before he can return to action. Johnson's return would come at the perfect time as the Eagles struggled to get the ground game going against San Francisco. The Eagles were only able to churn out 22 yards on the ground in the loss to the Niners. Here's head coach Chip Kelly on the overall performance by the offensive line.
I thought, you know, David did a good job, you know, competed. There's a few times that, you know, his lack of size was probably an issue for him, you know, where he got bowled a couple times. But I thought overall for his first time playing, I thought he did a good job. And I thought the same thing with Tobe. Tobe got banged, it looked like, early in the second quarter or the first quarter. You know, was limping a little bit, but kind of shook it off and came back. But, you know, I thought for the first time of those guys playing a football game, they held their own.
Should Kelly have called something different when the Eagles had the ball on third and goal and then fourth and goal at the one-yard line in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game? Kelly defends his play calls.
Ray, we weren't really getting a ton of push at the point of attack. You know, I thought on, as I said yesterday, my thought on second down was we threw the first one. It almost was exclusively throw on that drive. And on the first down, they dropped everybody into coverage, and we're going to protect the end zone. So I thought maybe we could pop one and got it down to the one. But then I didn't think we were going to be able to pound it in that situation. So it had nothing to do. My thought process wasn't the back, hey, let's get a bigger back in there, and he can pound it in. It was just, are we going to create some movement against those guys? And just didn't think we could do it. So.
Meanwhile, quarterback Nick Foles completed fewer than 50% of his pass attempts for 195 yards and a 42.3 passer rating in Sunday's loss to the Niners. Head coach Chip Kelly discussed the performance of Foles through the first four games of the season.
But there's times where we prove we can be successful. We drove the ball 90 yards and 15 plays and got the ball to the one, but then we don't execute. We get the ball down in there. We get a little bit of pressure. We can't get the ball in. We get a little bit of pressure off of one edge. We can't set our feet and throw it. We got to hold up when we're trying to run the naked. We can't get the ball to the perimeter. So it's just, let's put ourselves in situations where we can make better plays.
The key for the defense has been the addition of safety Malcolm Jenkins, who already has a career-high 3 interceptions in just 4 games this season. On Sunday, Jenkins intercepted Colin Kaepernick and returned it 53 yards for a touchdown as he became the first Eagles safety to record an interception in 3 consecutive games since Brian Dawkins did it back in 2004. Kelly explains why Jenkins has been a perfect fit for this Eagles defense.
He's made a huge difference for us. You know, you look at him right now, I think he's got 8 pass breakups, 3 interceptions, 20-plus tackles. He sets the calls back there. There's a calming influence to him. I think his just attitude and approach and what he brings every single day he's here, one of the most positive guys to ever be around. You know, even you watch him coming off the field and everybody listens to him in the fourth quarter, we got this. You know, I think he's always looking at the you know, the positive outcome of things.
That'll do it for today's news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Now let's send it back to the studio for more from Dave and Bo.
We will talk a little bit more about Malcolm Jenkins' contributions to this defense later in the show, Dave. But next, after the break on Eagles 360, we will talk about this Eagles offense and what they need to do to get things moving again on Sunday against the St. Louis Rams.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Now on Sunday, the Eagles offense struggling mightily. Just 5 first downs gained until the fourth quarter drive, during which the Eagles drove 90 yards, got all the way to the 1-yard line, accumulated 6 first downs against San Francisco, and then could not punch it in to the end zone. So some struggles for Philadelphia offensively. Quarterback Nick Foles, the one who's feeling the heat. He met the media after the game and talked about his performance, his responsibility, not winning in the clutch.
We just have to execute. They out-execute us, and they beat us on offense. And it's as simple as that. We just have to, early, I got to hit some passes to really get the chains moving for us. And then I think it just goes, as offense, we can't go to second and long. It's really hard once you get outside the chains to get back in and get that first down. So we have to move the ball. We start moving it a little bit at the end, but our team did a great job on defense and special teams. They really kept us in the game. And as an offense, we're going to look at this and we're going to be better for it. I know, like I said, I know those guys, and we're going to be a better team because of this. If we're throwing the ball, I got to execute. We want to be able to run and throw, but at the same time, we were trying to throw the ball, and they were doing a good job of stopping our run. And I just have to execute and make sure I give our guys the opportunity to make a play. You're going to go through things like this in life. You're going to have a rough game, and it's just – I have all the confidence in the world because I know my teammates. I know those guys. I know the guys that are on the O-line, and we're going to learn, and we're going to be better for it because they're not going to beat themselves down. They're going to look at this as an opportunity to get better, and that's why I love them. And we will move forward, and we do have some young guys, but they blocked their butts off as hard as they could tonight, and they always play as hard as they can, and that's all I can ever ask of them.
Of course, it is more than Foles in the passing game, Bo. It all starts for the Eagles at the line of scrimmage in the run game. The Eagles leading the league last year in run offense. This year, the run game has been pretty non-existent the last 3 weeks.
And, of course, last season, all 5 offensive linemen played all 16 games for the Eagles. That, of course, has not been the case this year. Only Jason Peters playing all 4 games at the same position. The Eagles get Lane Johnson back on the roster this week, but we don't know necessarily how ready to go he's going to be and how this offensive line is going to look. Do Chip Kelly and the guys want to put Wade Smith in there, give him a look? I think Chip Kelly is a little frustrated with what he's getting up front. We got to see what he wants to do this week against St. Louis.
So ideally, Lane Johnson would come back and start at right tackle. Todd Harriman's would slide over to right guard. Matt Tobin would stay at left guard in that center position, either David Mulk or Wade Smith. That remains to be seen. A long way to go between now and Sunday when the Rams come to Lincoln Financial Field. But LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, really, really effective in that first game against Jacksonville. Not so these last couple of weeks. Defenses have keyed on them, and not only in the run game, but in the short passing game, Eagles just unable to stay on the field and keep drives going. So it's been a struggle for the Eagles, and you kind of anticipate that. We saw that in 2012, how all of these injuries up front impact what an offense can do.
Now, this Rams defense is one that was very good last season but has been very leaky in these first three games. You're hoping that you can get guys like Zach Ertz going again like you got him going in the first 2 weeks of the season. Get Riley Cooper going a little bit. He has been mostly non-existent for this offense. Jeremy Maclin, though, has been a stud, I think, all season long.
Yeah, the offense, certainly some pieces clicking, some not clicking as much, and a lot of inconsistency, and that's why the Eagles are searching for answers offensively. Now, the defensive side of the football, a lot of good things happening for the Eagles at 3-1, four games into this regular season. And when we return to Eagles 360, we talk about the D and some of the big plays that side of the ball has made through four games.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and we are now talking about the Eagles defense after largely an uneven performance in San Francisco. The Niners getting that ground game on track. Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback, making some plays, 58 yards on 7 carries in the run game. And yet the Eagles making the big play with the interception and the pick six for Malcolm Jenkins.
That's right. I think the Eagles defense did really what they needed to do. They made the stop at the end of the game, getting the ball back to the offense. They made that big play, like you said, to Malcolm Jenkins. But still, the guys in the locker room say, if only we had made one more play. This was our day to carry the day. Unable to get that done, and we sent it back to Bill Davis, who talked about the Eagles' defensive performance after the game.
Those were one-on-ones our guys were winning. You know, it wasn't anything fancy to it. We were running four-man rushes and some different looks, and our guys up front were winning and doing a nice job. And you know, he's tough to tackle. He got away a couple of times, extends the play, and he made a couple of plays on us, and we knew that was part of it. You know, we tried to keep a spy element on him almost at all times, and because if you don't, you get in a little bit of trouble. But they got some playmakers that made some plays, and we do too, and it just came up short. You know, sometimes we were just all out blitzing. Sometimes we were rushing three. Sometimes it was four. Sometimes it was five. It was we tried to mix it up on them like we do all people, but you always have to be aware of a runner like that. That, you know, everybody's covered, and all of a sudden he can make a play with his legs. Well, we're the ones that have to get ourselves off the field. I mean, that's us getting ourselves off the field. So there's, you know, no excuses there. We just have to, you know, get ourselves, you know, in more manageable third downs at times. Sometimes we're in manageable third downs. We got ourselves off, and we had penalties. So, you know, it's just a combination of a lot of different things. But when it comes to getting the defense off the field, there's no one but the defense that gets them off the field.
Well, let's take a look at some of the defensive notes for this Eagles football team. 17 straight games, including the playoff loss last year to New Orleans, Bo, where the Eagles have forced at least one takeaway. First time since 1993 through 95, when they had a 37-game streak. Those takeaways, really, really big early in this year.
And it's so jarring in comparison to 2011 and 2012, when the Eagles defense couldn't turn anybody over. That has been sort of the hallmark of this Bill Davis defense since the beginning of last season. Sometimes you're going to allow long drives, but that only means, as long as you're not giving up the big play, you've still got opportunities to take the ball away, and that's what this defense has done so well.
One thing they haven't done as well, stopping the run on a consistent basis. Frank Gore, over 100 yards on Sunday. that's something the Eagles want to improve. But let's talk about something positive here. Malcolm Jenkins was the Eagles' first target in free agency. He signed here. He has been absolutely huge for this defense. We've seen all of the big plays. How about the leadership in the secondary, making sure that everyone lines up in the right place? His communication, terrific. And late in the games, well, he's been awesome. Two interceptions, one in Indianapolis, one to help the Eagles beat Washington. And then on Sunday, an interception for the third consecutive game. Malcolm Jenkins took this one to the house, and Greg Cosell breaks it down for us. A return for the ages, 53 yards to the house.
I love this interception return by Malcolm Jenkins for a touchdown. And the reason I loved it so much, this is a great example of what we mean when we say defense disguises their look. Take a look pre-snap. This is what Colin Kaepernick sees. He sees press man on the outside and in the slot. So he's reading this as man-to-man coverage. But it's not. And this is the beauty of this. Let's clear the screen and run it a little bit. If we freeze it here, you're going to see it's a zone blitz concept. Here's Nolan Carroll. He's blitzing from the second level. Here's D'Amico Ryans. He started on the line of scrimmage. He's backing out. This is the zone blitz element. Now remember, Kaepernick right now, he's getting ready to deliver the ball. What does he see? He sees man coverage here and here. He's still reading that. If we go a little further, though, what you're going to see is, take it a little further, let's freeze it right here. Because we have D'Amico Ryans dropping out, that means Malcolm Jenkins right here, who looked like he was playing man-to-man over the slot, he is able to drop off, and he's in the passing lane to the outside receiver. Kaepernick does not read that at all. The Eagles, with beautiful disguise from a man look into a zone blitz concept, they catch Kaepernick. He does not read the coverage. He throws it directly to Malcolm Jenkins, who takes it back for a touchdown. Beautifully designed defense by Bill Davis against Colin Kaepernick.
Following the game, Malcolm Jenkins, a target for the media. He held court in his locker at Levi's Stadium.
Biggest thing is trying to cut out on small penalties that extend drives. And I think we do a great job when we get people to third and longs. We convert those at a high rate. We do a good job of getting some negative runs on first and second down to put them behind the sticks. But there are a few just, and there's small ones, a small holding that really doesn't affect the play, but now it's automatic first down on a crucial part of the in the game when points and stops are at a premium. And I think that's something that's carried over in the last few games, is just one or two penalties at the most inopportune times that really put us in a bind.
Just this week we weren't on that winning side. We didn't make that play this week that we've normally been making in the first 3 weeks. So credit to them. It's our first loss of the season. Nothing to, you know, I'm not panicked. I'm not worried about our team. I felt like we fought hard. It was a very physical game. And, you know, it's just a game we learned from and just bounced back.
In a situation like we did, you know, we just got to keep playing. And both teams played to the end. You know, both teams played very hard. And it was a very physical game. And, you know, it just that we, you know, it was just we didn't come on top.
Well, Bo, we thought going into this season that special teams would be a really important part and a really productive part for the Eagles. They went out and got Chris Maragos and Brian Braman and Darren Sproles and Nolan Carroll, and it has paid off in a big way.
And I don't think we thought they were going to be quite this productive in only four games, three touchdowns over the last two games, two huge plays yesterday. We haven't even talked about Cody Parkey, who didn't have much to do yesterday, but this special teams, really, if you look at the totality of these first four games, has been the best unit on this Eagles team so far. And after the break, we will talk about the Eagles special teams right here on Eagles 360.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apple, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Well, let's talk special teams. How great has that group been? Darren Sproles in the return game. Chris Polk, a big kickoff return a couple of weeks ago. Cody Parkey coming out of nowhere to be an outstanding kicker. The coverage has been excellent. A block punt for a touchdown. Well, what haven't they done?
And Trey Burton, who's been outstanding, the undrafted rookie out of Florida. You broke that story earlier last week, I think. I'm not sure he makes that play unless he comes in studio with you.
Well, he has been good. And really what it tells you is that the Eagles roster is bought in top to bottom with what Dave Phipp is teaching them on special teams. Certainly a terrific job, and they've won the field position battle. If there's an inconsistency, it's been Donnie Jones just a little bit.
It's a surprise because he was so outstanding.
And he's
last
working
season.
At it, had the 31-yard punt against Washington, had a wobbler against San Francisco. But for the most part, the special teams not only keeping the Eagles in games, but giving them a chance to win.
Chris McPherson wrote a good story after the game talking to Trey Burton, and it was interesting to hear him say that he sort of bought into special teams knowing that he is the fourth tight end on this roster. It's unlikely he's going to be a big part of the offense. And so he spends the majority of his time around guys like James Casey and Chris Maragos, core special teamers, because he knows that's where he can make an impact.
Yeah, so the Eagles, all of this added up, it leads to 3-1 at the quarter pole of this 2014 regular season. Now let's take a look at some of the key games around the NFL in week number 4. Of course, on Thursday night, Washington going down hard to the New York Giants. The Giants all of a sudden 2-2. Bo, are they for real?
Well, I think so. And, you know, we talked last week about who we thought was more for real, Washington or New York. And we said Washington. So I guess that we were wrong about that, 45-14 in Washington. New York looks pretty good. Eli Manning seems to be growing in that offense. But I'm not sure if I'm more scared of them or Dallas, who looks so good against New Orleans. That Dallas running game, as long as they stay with it. Not scared.
Well, you just said scared.
Well, more scared. I'm not saying I'm scared, but on a scale of scared, I think Dallas might be a little bit more scary.
I'm not scared, but I definitely think the Cowboys have come a long, long way running the football, playing excellent defense,
and shocking
New Orleans on Sunday night. And then around the rest of the NFC, how can you explain Atlanta? They absolutely smoke the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the week before. Tampa Bay then went out and beat Pittsburgh.
Who's also not good.
You might be right there. And what about the Green Bay Packers going into Chicago and beating up on the Bears? Topsy-turvy first quarter of the season in the NFC.
Certainly you're happy with, as crazy as these first 4 weeks have been, to be 3-1 sitting there right now.
When we return to Eagles 360, we'll talk a little bit about Lane Johnson and perhaps where he fits in to this Eagles offensive line.
Tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. Lane Johnson, eligible to practice on Tuesday, eligible to play on Sunday. The Eagles would have to make a roster move if he's activated. Bo, we'll find out a little bit more about Lane Johnson tomorrow when he meets the media. We'll have all those comments for you on Eagles 360. Early thoughts on what his early impact could be.
Well, as Chip Kelly said, it's going to depend on how healthy he is, how ready he is to get into this offense, how ready he is to play in-game speed. But I think considering the state of the offensive line, certainly the Eagles would like to have him playing right tackle.
And have that athletic ability back really allows the Eagles to do a lot more on the edge. The offense has been stagnant on the edge, the perimeter of the offense, these last 3 weeks. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We invite you to join us tomorrow on Eagles 360. And we thank you for joining us today. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.